That's a possibility. Some people call it a mantel shelf or shelf. Clock shelf, even.
Well, the clock shelf was a different institution in our house.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Now, there's a special name for the main wood, piece of wood in a fireplace, and you have a special name for that?
Well, I know what my wife calls it down in her part of the country.
What's that?
A keep log.
Where are you from?
Well, she's from south of Springfield.
Central.
And you don't have a name for it, though?
No.
Backlog.
Some people call it backlog. Mm-hmm. And the small stuff that you use to start the fire?
Kindling? All right, then. I'm glad you're going.
Whatever is natural. The black stuff inside the chimney that...
Soot.
And the... if you have a fire, you've got to carry out the...
ashes.
You ever call them white ashes? Or different kinds of ashes?
No.
Okay.
For the reason that we don't use it enough.
Right. Well, might have at one time. Remember?
Possibly.
I had to take out the ashes when I had a coal furnace.
Probably you took the ashes out of the kitchen stove and the white ashes out of the fireplace.
I think they were just ashes for me. They weren't much different.
Well, I never heard them call anything but ashes.
Now, we're sitting in...
chairs?
Or just one of them would be a
chair.
Chair. And a name, general term for a chair.
Furniture.
And this is a what?
Well, Davenport.
And an older word for that, you something like that.
Well, I don't think a sofa was exactly that.
A little bit different.
It was a little different than. We also had a something what was later called a sofa that we called a lounge.
What was the difference in the sofa and the...
Well, the lounge in particular had a sort of a pillow arrangement or a rise at one end. The other end was straight where you could stretch out your feet, see?
Mm-hmm.
And if you were tall, why, you could let them hang over. There was no obstruction. The sofa was... very much like the Davenport, only in those days they were never as large as the Davenport. And the word divan is probably used, but we never use that word.
Mm-hmm. Was the sofa made out of leather? Or was
it could be of upholstered, any kind of upholstered material. Sometimes they were even made of solid as a sort of construction of those chairs, or
mm-hmm.
more elaborate possibly.
I see. Okay.
She die? Well, it's too bad. Our little granddaughter, the only one we had.
Yeah,
in Africa.
Hmm. Oh, Mrs. Shadow was telling me that you had...
Oh, maybe she said Helen. I guess it's our daughter's mother-in-law.
Oh, I see.
Our daughter's mother-in-law, yeah. They both have the same name, but...
Let's see, is it your daughter that's in... Southern Rhodesia?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I have one of my best friends is in Northern Rhodesia.
Is that so?
Seems close from here. I guess it isn't there. But
well, could be 500-700 miles apart.
Yeah. Do you remember an older word for the bedroom? Do you call it anything else?
No, I think, well, we never call it anything else, but I know the word chamber has been used.
But not by
we never used it in our family.
Are you you were born in
Moline, yes.
Lived here all your life?
Yes.
And your father was from...
My father was from Germany.
And your mother?
My mother was born in Moline.
And how about grandparents?
Her father was born in Germany, her mother was born in Ireland.
And your fathers were born both in Germany?
Both in Germany.
Okay. Now the things that you pull down to keep the shade out, oh my goodness, keep the light out.
The shade?
I do this every time.
They are also called curtains.